confusion, chaos, and bitterness in Iraq today over the announcement that some prisoners would be released. U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer announced yesterday that 500 detainees would be released, beginning with 100 in Baghdad today. U.S. forces are holding an estimated 9,000 Iraqi prisoners for a range of alleged violations. Bremer called the release a gesture of reconciliation. He said those to be freed had not conducted attacks against Americans, but were only suspected of associating with insurgents. NPR's Ann Garrels reports.
As soon as Paul Bremer's announcement hit the airwaves, Iraqis traveled to Baghdad's Abu Ghraib prison in the hope their sons, husbands, and brothers, aged anywhere from 16 to 80, would be among the lucky ones. By this morning, there were hundreds of relatives gathered outside. Adnan Abdullah Hamid said his brother and son had been turned in because of personal vendettas. A policeman, he denied his family members had any links to those attacking the U.S.
A lot of innocent people are inside this prison because there was some revenge between people. They go and tell the Americans that they are terrorists and they arrest him. 90% inside this prison are innocent.
He said he would not be mollified even if his relatives are released.
My feelings will not change because day by day is worse, so my feelings will stay the same.
Everyone insisted their relatives had been unjustly detained. They complained they'd not been able to see their family members for months. Many said they would not forgive the Americans for the violence of the raids in which they claimed furniture had been destroyed and money and valuables stolen. Hamid Salah Halil is a school principal from Samarra. He hasn't seen his brother since he was detained 3 months ago.
If I was thinking about the promises that they gave to us, free Iraq and democracy and all the situations will be good, we were dreaming about that. But now, nothing changed.
As the hours ticked by with no sign of the prisoners, the tension grew. Nobody seemed to be sure what was going on. Not Bremer's office, not the relatives, nor the American soldiers stationed at the prison.
Go. Down the airport. One or the other. Go. You get these f***ers off this road and I'll give this back to you. Yeah.
The frazzled, jumpy MPs struggled to manage the growing, frustrated crowds. Privately, they complained they had no information and they worried that if the release did not happen soon, there would be a riot and bloodshed. Finally, late this afternoon, a convoy of military vehicles emerged from the prison. Detainees were seated in the back of two open trucks. Everyone leapt in their cars to follow. About 3 miles down the road, the convoy stopped, and the prisoners were released in the middle of a major highway, causing pandemonium. Relatives clambered over the metal median to see if they could find their loved ones. There was jubilation and anger. As Saad Muhammad Ali was greeted by his brothers and cousins, he said he had merely been in the wrong place at the wrong time when the Americans shot and detained him. But he described conditions inside Abu Ghraib prison as good. Other desperate family members wandered through the crowds, thrusting photographs in front of the newly released prisoners, asking if they had any news. Alam Abdullah Wahid, whose son was not among those released, had nothing but fury for the Americans. She said President Bush promised Iraqis freedom, not the arrest of their sons. Where is freedom, she cried out to whomever would listen. There were only 66 prisoners released, not the 100 as advertised. This evening, Bremer's spokesman suggested today's was a routine release, not the special prisoner release Bremer had been talking about. He refused to clarify the confusion by saying where and when those prisoners would indeed be freed. Apparently, officials had underestimated the time it would take to find community or tribal leaders to vouch for the prisoners' future conduct, a precondition Bremer laid down for their release. The first stage of this much-vaunted public relations gesture largely backfired. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.